Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 186, Salvation of the World Depends on Me, you might hear those words and think they are coming from a place of arrogance. Only an ego might say that salvation of the world depends on me, but A Course in Miracles takes an entirely different stance. It comes from the acknowledgement that we are all of one mind, that we are not separated from each other, and that whoever is saner at the time can make a choice for love, for light, and for peace. In this way, salvation of the world does depend on us, because whenever we feel threatened, or whenever we feel endangered, or to be harmed, whenever we hold a judgment or a grievance, these are ways that we block God's voice from entering our mind. In paragraph 12 it says, "Do as God's voice directs." And if it asks a thing of you, which seems impossible, remember who it is that asks and who would make denial. Then consider this, which is more likely to be right? The voice that speaks for the Creator of all things, who knows all things exactly as they are, or a distorted image of yourself, confused, bewildered, inconsistent, and unsure of everything? Let not its voice direct you. Hear instead a certain voice, which tells you of a function given you by your Creator, who remembers you and urges that you now remember Him. As we listen to His voice, and we follow what is peaceful and compelling, sometimes you will feel as though you are being asked to do things that you clearly don't understand. Sometimes you may be engaged in a conversation, or you might go to a meeting, or you might be called to a family gathering, and all of a sudden, the things that you are faced with are clearly not what you would choose for yourself or for anyone else. Follow the voice that you are hearing. Follow it with certainty and with love. Remember that you are one with your brother. You cannot be harmed or altered or attacked. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. But we are asked at times to follow what is in front of us to do, to take a stance in the name of truth so that we can remember the truth and be awakened to our own natural inheritance as God has given it.